Now, let's hear the work of another composer born in the first decade of the 20th century, Minna Keel, who was born in 1909 in the East End of London. Keel's father died in 1926 when she was 16. 2 years later, she entered the Royal Academy of Music, where she studied the piano and took composition lessons with William Alwyn, winning a scholarship in her second year. In 1929, at the age of 20, Keel left the academy under pressure from friends and relatives and gave up her musical studies in order to help her mother with the family business. She married in 1931 and had a son. Although she had stopped composing, she continued to play the piano, and her early works were occasionally heard. Minna Keel led an eventful life. During the 1930s, she set up a local committee to help Jewish children escaping Nazi Germany and became very involved in left-wing politics at the time of the Spanish Civil War. When her marriage broke up during the Second World War, she went to work in an aircraft factory where she met her future second husband, engineering fitter Bill Keel. He was also a poet. She joined the British Communist Party in 1939. In 1963, she took a job in the fur trade. When she retired from that at the age of 60, she began taking a few piano pupils. One particularly nervous pupil was facing his Associated Board exam, which is taken quite seriously in England, and Minna decided he would stand a much better chance of passing it if he was examined at her home. She managed to arrange it, and by chance, the examiner on this occasion was composer Justin Connolly. After he saw some of Keel's early composition, he encouraged her to start writing again. A few years later, her son gave her some composition lessons with Connolly as a Christmas present. And so, when she was 80, her first orchestral work, a symphony, was performed at the 1989 Proms concert by the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Oliver Newson. When interviewed for her Proms debut, Minna Keel explained what her return to composition meant to her after having laid it aside for 46 years. "I felt I was coming to the end of my life," she said. "But now I feel as if I'm just beginning. I feel as if I'm living my life in reverse." In 1992, the BBC broadcast a 45-minute documentary on Minna's life entitled A Life in Reverse. The piece we're going to listen to, her Cantillation for Violin and Orchestra, Opus 4, was her fourth work written after her 46-year hiatus. It is a mini violin concerto in one continuous movement, lasting a little over 12 minutes. I think it is a beautiful and expressive piece. We'll hear Stephen Bryant, violinist, with the BBC Symphony Orchestra conducted by Nicholas Cleobury.